Warwick Hadfield's with us. Warwick,
hello, James. How are you?
I won't speak to you again for a long time, sadly.
Oh, no. And on holes.
Well, not only that, but I'm not coming back next year either. I'm going to produce Media Watch.
It's a good thing I brought three or four tissues in, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to produce Media Watch.
You've got a runny nose or something.
Tears, James, at your departure.
Oh. Not digestive or anything. Okay. Yeah, I am. But, you know, you'll be with Fran, so that's you know.
But before you go, you've been very kind to me this week. Can I just tell you that my mum thinks you're terrific?
Well, I love your mum. Even though we've never met Mrs. Hatfield, you rock. Now, cricket. In the end, the West Indies were even more disappointing than you were expecting, and you had pretty pessimistic views in the first place.
I certainly did. Look, James, right from the very first ball bowled by Jerome Taylor. It wasn't up there with the Steve Harmison ball a few Ashes years back in terms of accuracy, but its impact was pretty much the same. The call of no ball echoing above whatever roar of the crowd there might have been. And, gee, everybody just looked at each other, I think, and went, oh, dear. And thereafter, apart from a couple of cameos from Shannon Gabriel, who bowled a good one to get Joe Burns, and Jamil Warrican, who dismissed Warner and Smith. It was mostly insipid cricket, and it would have embarrassed the Newtown and Chilwell 8s, I'd have to say. The West Indians even lost the leading with your chin competition. Now, you'll remember early in the week, they boasted if they could dismiss Smith and Warner, the Australia's premier batsmen these days, they'd rip into the middle order. Well, yeah, Adam Burgess and Sean Marsh, critical members of that said middle order, left Belrive Oval right on 6 p.m. last night, an unbeaten 300-plus sharp partnership. Australia, 3 for 438. Well done, the middle order. Now, Vogue scored 100 from 100 balls, and he walks back onto Belrive Oval on 174, while Soss Marsh, that's the son of Swampy, is 139 not out. And the weather, it may intervene today. Showers predicted and a top temperature of 16, which inter alia probably means we'll have to listen to Shane Warne bang on about how cold it is, as if he's the first person to discover that Hobart is at 40 degrees south, James.
Oh, well, yep. Surfing, Mick Fanning, the water can be cold, set to hit the water very soon in pursuit of his fourth world title.
Yeah, look, a different latitude and a different attitude to the West Indies, you'd have to say. This bloke is the champion, and he's keen to win that fourth world title, which puts him level with Mark Richards as the best performer Australia in world surfing. They're up to Heat 3 at the moment. Fanning's drawn in Heat 6 against Sebastian Zietz and Bruce Irons, the brother of Andy. And local knowledge might, they're both Hawaiians, those two, and local knowledge might be helpful because, if nothing else, Fanning's never won at the fabled pipe. And this is going to be a big thing for him too, if he's going to win that elusive, well, not so elusive, but that fourth title that he is very much in pursuit of.
Warwick Hadfield, thanks very much. Speak in an hour.